For KOSU, I'm Michael Cross, and it's time for Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Thursday, January 30th. Welcome, President Hargis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Michael. I hope you are.
Doing great. I understand two of Oklahoma State's academic colleges are making big plans.
Yeah, they really are. This is very unusual. I've been advised in higher education to merge two colleges, join them together, but that's exactly what we're doing because there's so much symmetry and so much similarity between a lot of the offerings in the two colleges. The colleges are the current College of Education, Health, and Aviation, and the College of Human Sciences. Last Friday, the Oklahoma A&M Board of Regents approved the creation of the College of Education and Human Sciences, which would be the new name of the college. The change does require final approval by the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education, and our plan is to launch the new academic college on the Stillwater campus July 1st. The change brings together a vast knowledge and skills of the two outstanding colleges. There's a lot of similarities in the healthcare area and in education. And we think by combining the passion, expertise, and resources, this new college will be able to do an even better job of preparing future generations of leaders in education and human sciences. The new college brings together nationally ranked programs in early childhood education, education technology, fashion design, and production and merchandising. And, of course, the college will have nationally respected aviation education program. And OSU is actually one of only 18 schools in the U.S. to offer graduate aviation degrees. This College of Education and Human Sciences will better serve our students and the world.
It's something to certainly look forward to by July 1st. The OSU Museum of Art is currently showcasing a diverse and unique exhibition. What can you tell us about the Kravis collection?
Well, this is the most eclectic collection you'll probably ever see. The exhibition is entitled In the Mind of the Collector and celebrates George Kravis's collection. George was a native and lived in Tulsa. He died in 2018. But he gifted the OSU Museum of Art an amazing collection of more than 700 works of art and design. George said sharing his collection was his pleasure and became his mission. The exhibition features a wide variety of contemporary art. It includes paintings, comic book-inspired pop art, a 1950s Frank Lloyd Wright chair, and streamlined-style radios from the 30s and the 40s. There's much more, including a Boca sofa inspired by Marilyn Monroe and a wonderful painting of George's trench coat by Oklahoma artist and OSU alum Otto Decker. There's also a Valentine portable typewriter. You dudes people probably used to pound on those. It's very diverse and unique, and I think everybody's really going to enjoy it. The OSU Museum of Art will host a free public reception for the exhibition tomorrow evening, actually, at 5 o'clock. Exhibition runs through mid-July. The OSU Museum of Art, as you know, is located in downtown Stillwater.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.